The United States and South Korea concluded a landmark free trade agreement today, ending 10 months of negotiations and a final week of intense haggling that just beat a key U.S. legislative deadline. The deal, which requires approval by lawmakers in both countries, is the biggest for the United States since the North American Free Trade Agreement in 1994. It's the biggest ever for South Korea. Jane Hun is a reporter at the Korea Times. She says this agreement will be beneficial for the country.
Because the two countries now share this economic partnership, it'll probably help in other ways, since right now the U.S. and Korea, they do have experience of having slightly, perhaps, uncomfortable relationships through the happenings that occurred over the past couple months or years over various issues, such as the military base in Korea and North Korea issues as well. But I think this new tie, it will help in other areas as well. As for now, I think many experts in Korea are saying that it will be a benefit in the long run, and that's because Korea has been experiencing this sort of plateau situation as far as the economy goes, so they do kind of need a jump in some way or another to, shake it up a little bit, and maybe this will be it. So I think that it'll definitely be beneficial to the South Korean economy.